The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Will you take the note, Hans? That let us know where you want to stick it. What can what can I ask you? Do not put that at the front. Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. My name is Ben Burnett. My guest today is Misty Martin, the president of the Cherokee Office of Economic Development. Misty, welcome in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So I have a million and one questions for you. But before we get there, I would like you to tell my listeners who you are, where you grew up, where you went to school. Start at the top, leave nothing out.
All right.
Go for it.
Well, I grew up about 25 minutes from here in East Cherokee. And I am a true native of Cherokee County. I was born in Canton at the R.T. Jones Hospital, which is what it was before Northside Hospital Cherokee. And both of my parents are from Cherokee. And I went to Cherokee High School. My senior year of high school, I got the opportunity to work for the Cherokee Chamber and Development Authority as a work exit student. So I spent half days there. Which opened the door to me to this world of chamber and economic development work. So after high school, I went to the University of Georgia.
Will you wolf for us now that you're a national champion again?
You really want me to?
Well, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. If I went to the University of Georgia, I'd be wolfing.
Go Dogs. I didn't sleep for two nights after that.
That's great.
But yeah, I graduated from Georgia. I worked for the Carl Vinson Institute of Government while I was in school at Georgia in governmental training. So that was cool to stay in touch with folks from Cherokee, whether it was commissioners, mayors, tax assessor, tax commissioner, and then meeting people from all over the state as they received training there in Athens. So that was fun. And while I was in senior there, the chamber, of course, had been growing, and they decided to hire a full-time economic developer. And back then, the chamber CEO was over the chamber and the development authority. So I was his right-hand man on the economic development side after college. So did that for 3 years and then got the opportunity to go to Covington in Newton County to be their CEO.
I-20.
Yep.
I know it well. I grew up in Gwinnett, so it's about between here and there. It's not quite halfway, but almost.
Right.
I've played a lot of tennis over in Covington. So I have one of the things that I really like to do is I like to ask questions because they profile, because the vast majority of my listeners, but a disproportionate amount of them are from all over the country and they like local government. And so while issues and things like that change based on where you live, there are some tenants that are the same everywhere you go. You said a word called the Development Authority. What mm-hmm. is that, and what did that do then? And what were some of those early projects where you were like, this is my calling in life?
Well, it was intimidating to start with because I felt like I needed an engineering degree. But then when I realized I just needed to know all the people with the sewer department and broadband, you know, power supply, that sort of thing. So once I got a handle on that, I just love the making the deals work. And, you know, the Development Authority is such a great conduit for that. So
what does it do? What does the Development Authority in Cherokee County, which you clearly don't sit on the board, but you have talk about it, because one of my previous guests this season, who I know you know, is Lamar Wakefield, who was very, very intimately involved in the Atlanta Braves deal. And he unpacked the whole thing. And just so y'all know, It's gold, because very few people have actually told the story about how the Braves deal came about in their own words, because it was political or whatever. But he was like, hey, man, I was all in. We were bringing the Braves. Like, that was fine. But talk about what the Development Authority does and what you look for out of your office, out of that board. Do you look for business people? What are the different things that you guys utilize to lure people to, I'd say, town, the county?
Well, a lot of people don't even know what a development authority does. So it's a quasi-government authority. We actually have two that we manage under the Cherokee Office of Economic Development umbrella. So we have a constitutional authority that has representatives from each of the cities and two at-large members. And then we have a statutory authority that was created in the 80s that has 9 members that are appointed by the county commissioners. And then I also manage our nonprofit, Cherokee by Choice, Inc. So, but the economic development authorities, you know, they have different tools in their toolbox. So when you hear of a company being recruited to an area in Georgia, more than likely a development authority was involved. So if there's any tax phase-ins or abatements that were done, those are always, you know, through the development authority. There's also financing that's possible through industrial revenue bonds. We just utilize those tools in the toolbox to try to get companies into our area and also to expand.
When I look, and we sit in Alpharetta, for those of you who don't know, today, but there are two large, what I would say are like large, good size, known North Georgia cities in Woodstock and Canton. How do you mitigate, and being somebody who works with the county, like they're partners and you need them because they're your economic centers, but how do you work in tandem with their vision and also figure out how to, whether you're hands on or whether you're hands off? I know that it is probably significantly less political than the relationship the elected officials and the development authorities have in Fulton County versus the cities. But I also know that there has to be, there's a balance. And how do you vision cast with your cities? And where are those economic centers that you guys are really concentrating on bringing, you know, your six-figure jobs and trying to get people to, you know, not leave for Atlanta or Alpharetta in the day? And then we'll get into a conversation about office space.
Okay. We represent the community as a whole. So we do work in tandem with all of the cities. And if they have an economic development director, then we work very closely with him or her. So we're that first point of contact. And so if it's somebody that's interested in a downtown location, then we may, you know, that wants a historic building, then we may pitch, you know, something in Canton. So, I mean, the project drives where we direct it in the community. I want it to be in Cherokee County.
And I want that for you too. Hans will tell you, we're greater good people. If you guys got Amazon to come bring 50,000 jobs, we would be pumped.
Well, I appreciate that. So, I mean, it's no different than you talk to someone who works for the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and, you know, they want to make sure that something locates in Georgia. So, and don't necessarily care where it goes as long as it happens in Georgia. And that's the way we feel about our community. And then, you know, we're also very involved regionally too. So we definitely know what's good for our neighbors is good for us too. But we also have that big challenge of making sure that we have jobs for our residents where they don't have to commute out. So, you know, we're very intentional about that.
If you're in downtown Alpharetta and you like seafood, you need to go see my friends Travis and Andy at Chiringa. And if you are making vacation plans this spring or summer, you need to go down to 30A, my buddies at Grayton Beach and the sister restaurant Chiringa. Get yourself a frosé. There's nothing better. I want to ask you about COVID, which is, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. What I would say, one of the interesting things that I've learned is that Cherokee County's special purpose local option sales tax revenues have never been higher.
That's right.
And I think that a lot of that is because the workforce that would 3 years ago go work somewhere else now has the opportunity to stay home. And while that is, look, we all wish we didn't live in a pandemic, sometimes unintended consequences can be good for the county or good for the city. And so it really, what was really funny was that it didn't impact Alpharetta. It negatively impacted Alpharetta because it's a 60% commercial property tax base, but it didn't impact it as badly as you think. And I thought that that was really interesting, but talk about how that has caused a fundamental shift in the types of businesses that you look for and the opportunities that you're, you know, your county commissioners and the mayors and the people that bring the rising tide, how has that caused you to look at things in a different way?
Well, we definitely have a lot of folks that are still working from home, and we're doing our new 5-year strategic plan right now. And we did a resident survey, and over 3,300 residents responded to it. And of those 3,300, 53% of them were working from home. And then out of that, 77% said, I want to continue working from home. So if they were driving to Midtown Atlanta every day, I would want to keep working from home as well. Another indicator is our co-work spaces in the county have been full. And, you know, we operate the circuit on campus at Chattahoochee Tech in downtown Woodstock with our offices. And so, I mean, you can tell a lot of people are working from home and then they're wanting some sort of connection.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. So they're either trying to get away from the kids or out of the basement or, you know, just to see people. So Thrive, that's in the mill in Canton, is full.
Great people.
The Innovation Spot, that's also in Woodstock. The Oak House is doing well in downtown Canton. And then the circuit, we had a hard time during the shutdown and after. We lost a lot of our members, but that's all come back. And the coffee shop, we have a new coffee shop in there. So, those are all indicators about what's going on in the community.
So I get asked questions as, you know, a guy who sat in elected office, it was pretty business friendly from the commercial real estate people. And their opinion is that commercial office space will come back. And whether or not that is true, I would not pretend to know. I think it does in some way, shape or form. Like, I think people are just, you're starting to feel it. Like, people are tired of, they want to have the human interaction like you alluded to. And I do think that it'll be different. And I think that it will be not necessarily like a 5-day thing, but like the hybrid, because it is important. Like, you love to see your people.
Mm-hmm.
And, but do you think, are you as an organization betting on that coming back, or are you still going to have the wait and see approach and you're just going to do other things and invest in internet access and your commercial corridors because people still go eat? Like, you don't want to build a county based on like great restaurants. They're great to have, but it's not, you know, they're not the $250,000, $300,000 jobs that you like pray you get 4,000 of that fall out of the sky.
Well, I think, for Cherokee and being, 30 miles plus outside of the city of Atlanta or downtown, with so many vacancies in Atlanta, I think, it's going to be hard for us to recruit a developer to come in and build just, office buildings. So I think you're going to see them as part of mixed use development, similar to the mill on Etowah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Where you have you have some retail, you have some smaller office.
That was Penn Hodge. What is it? Penn?
Yep.
Yeah. He's a neighbor of ours.
Yeah. Penn Hodge and Grant Schmelk, but they've done a fabulous job and they're full, and they're even changing areas that they didn't think would be offices into offices. So I think they're a good indicator of what can happen, especially in the downtown areas. And then there is an office building that's part of the mixed use plan on the former Ace Hardware site that the city of Woodstock owns. And so I think that that's going to be great for downtown Woodstock. So definitely hoping that the boutique hotel, the office building, and some of those other commercial spaces do really well on that. And I think that it will. And so I think we just have to prove ourselves in that office market. And if we can recruit, there's so many people that are CEOs or managers of companies that have historically driven outside the county that want to live in downtown Woodstock, or they want to live out in East Cherokee on acreage. And I think we're seeing those people say, why am I driving? Like, why don't I locate this? Yeah. Why don't I locate this where I live? So, so we're seeing a lot of that too. So we really, we're in our strategic plan, we're looking at, okay, how do we get to those people and say, you know, work here too.
I want to ask you, so I am, I mean, I go to Cherokee County. I wouldn't say regularly, frequently, but if I think Cherokee County and I look at it through the lens of somebody who likes the business friendly aspect of it, I think Highway 92, I think 575, I think Georgia 20, and maybe 140, but less 140. I would say less 140. I have the bias, like I see it from Milton. So I know that it turns into more, you know, it turns into a more commercial area. If you had to sit there and invest your resources, and you can't give me the answer of Woodstock or Canton, if you had strategic plans or partnerships with your cities where you thought they were ripe for the next mixed use and be that a business component, restaurants, condos, townhouses, multifamily, pick your one, where, if I were looking to invest money, and I'm going to give you the chance to sell it, where are you, what are the two or three that you're really like banking on that you guys are allocating resources to say, we really think that this is where our economy is going to grow? Because, and I'll turn it on the other side, it's not a secret that the biggest, I would say that the biggest issue Cherokee County has from a tax digest perspective is that it's unbelievably residential. And that's not a bad thing, but I grew up in Gwinnett County and I remember that it was, you know, I'm biased from being a local control. Like Alpharetta is beautiful and everybody cares about the four corners of it. But sometimes when you get to a county commission, there's just too much going on. And I know that there have been, there's a push pull on residential housing and everybody likes jobs. So how do you combine that? And where do you think those areas are? And how do you intend to like market your thoroughfares like 92 or 575? Because you know, Georgia 400 is an interstate, and I would argue Hans has been here a lot longer than I have. Georgia 400 made Alpharetta. It would have never happened otherwise. It would have been just another town headed towards the mountains. But talk about those pockets and those, you know, those areas where you really think are ripe for the mixed use, because you can't just leverage into office space and be like, right, here they come. Because they're not.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the downtowns, you know, are all going to see development. But if you're talking about in the, are you talking about outside of the downtowns?
Yeah. Well, and I think that there are such unique opportunities. When I look at Highway 92, it's your 200-foot setback, you know, strip malls. And I don't say that in a bad way, but I know I had the opportunity over the last decade to live it. And mm-hmm. So I've seen what happens. And I think from a land cost basis, although it's not cheap, I do firmly see some of those areas. Now, I don't know what the residents are willing to put up with. So that there's a push and pull there, but we're not going to have that conversation. but do you think that there are, How do you market? Are they through livable centers initiatives? Are they through partnerships with the cities? Do you intend to see the vast majority of commercial office growth within municipalities? Do you see corridors that are outside? I really want to leave it to you because I'm fascinated because Cherokee County is huge and the southern part is a lot different than the northern part. And neither one of those things are good and neither one of those things are bad.
It's just different.
It is totally different. When you go down Sugar Pike Road in East Cherokee, like it's like, God, who wouldn't live here? But I also think that your cities, you have one of the things that is really interesting about Cherokee County is that towards the municipalities, like that is the workforce that employers would fight to have. And I don't know that that gets the credit that it deserves.
Well, we haven't, I laugh and say, with all the population growth that we've had, and it's not just in one income area. You know, to me, you can, we were working with a project and...
I'll spill the beans. Who was it?
it was Dell Computer. This has been years ago. And one of the things that they liked about Cherokee was that they said, you know, if I have a programmer that's just out of school at Georgia Tech, he or she can come to Cherokee County and, you know, starting out and either have a starter home or an apartment. And then there's all this mobility that right. they have to move up in our organization and to upgrade houses. You know, you have a family, you want more yard. There's all these opportunities. It's not just, you know, one type. And so I think we have to play to that strength, first of all. I think that there are definitely areas across the county that are going to develop, especially Southwest Cherokee. You mentioned 575, but a lot of folks don't realize in the Acworth area that 75 actually has an exit that's in Cherokee.
See, and I would have totally missed that because I go that far if I'm going to Chattanooga.
Right,
that's
right,
about it. But that, right.
So the Cabela's is in Cherokee. Nobody realizes that.
That is a cash cow.
It
because
is.
Let me tell you, there are lots of people from right here that drive over there and like make a day out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about one of the only places you can still buy firearms, but I'll leave that alone.
Well, that the Cabela's opening and when the outlet shops of Atlanta opened, both of those things were huge boosts to our sales tax revenues because they came online about the same time. But I think there's a tremendous opportunity in Southwest Cherokee. There's older retail that's at Bell's Ferry in 92 that's been in an LCI. There's probably about 2,000 residential units that are planned for that area that are part of redevelopment. And so I think you're going to see some big changes in that area. And then as the hospital in Canton continues to develop with Northside Hospital Cherokee, I think you're going to see more development there. It's just that the construction of the Highway 20 widening, you know, it's a little painful right now.
Nothing happens quickly.
No.
By the time we're all gone, that road will be finished. It's funny you say that because I think it's next week or the following. We've got Russell McMurray coming on. I'll ask specifically if he can give you the definitive date that it's going to be over. And he won't answer.
Well, it's an ongoing process because it's in phases. So, but I think in front of the hospital, when that first section of that gets improved, that's really going to help us. And there's definitely properties out there that are prime for development.
Let's stay there for a second. What has the rebranding and access and the investment that Northside Hospital has made, because it's a beautiful facility, what has that done for workforce issues and the investment there? Because to me, if you had to give me, and I love Penn Hodge, and I'll say that and I'll send it to him so he can hear it. but if you asked me about, on the outside, what the biggest win that you guys have seen in the last, I don't know, 5 years? 5 years? Maybe a little longer? I would say that investment that Northside Hospital made out there was tremendous access. And it's not just for the people in Cherokee County, but it's like, how much closer to, like, you don't have to go to Northside Forsyth, or you don't have to go to Dunwoody to have a baby like everybody did for 100 years. What has that done for the overall workforce for medical professionals out there and things like that? Because it has to have been a huge driver for employment.
It is a huge driver, and it's people don't think about the hospital as being an economic engine, but they're paying, you know, the hospital doesn't pay taxes, property taxes, but everything around it does. So the medical office buildings. And so there's two different ways of looking at it. We think about it from, as a resident, you think about it from the service side of, I don't have to go inside the perimeter for any of this. If I, you know, whether it's oncology or heart or whatever, I don't have to go inside the perimeter for anything anymore. So that's wonderful for a resident of this, you know, of Cherokee and the region.
But when you look at counties north, like, you just brought them so much closer to really good access to medical care. And I think that maybe it was, I'm sure the folks at Northside knew that that was not an unintended consequence. But to somebody who's like me, it was like, man, how many people does this impact? Because there are people that will drive 50 miles to go there. I bet they do every day. I don't wonder. You don't get to choose where you have a heart attack.
Yeah. But the job creation has been great. And the number of physicians that is their home facility has increased so much because of being in the new hospital. So that's, you know, that's just great all the way around, because then you have physicians that are, you know, are calling Cherokee home, and they're not having to commute out.
If you're in North Fulton and you're in need of a golf cart, contact my friends at Low Speed Vehicles of Alpharetta, your place for easy go golf carts. I want to ask you this, and this is kind of open. I will leave it open-ended. If you had a goal or something that you wanted to do that you haven't had the opportunity to do yet in your current role, what would that be?
Where I feel like we could make the most impact is if we had land that was reserved for industry and for office and mixed use. And the reason I say that is, you know, a few years ago, or over 10 years ago, we did a $90 million rec bond, and it was to upgrade all of our recreational facilities in the county, to build the aquatic center. And that has been amazing for Cherokee.
Right.
The trail system, it's all been amazing. We need a shot in the arm like that for economic development, because there's so many properties that have gone for higher density residential or neighborhoods that are perfect for businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we have to be very mindful of that going forward. So
I'm not going to ask you where those places are, because I don't want to give that away. But when you say that, is it so that the county can maintain a certain element of control as to the overall master plan of a project? Or is it because you want to reserve it? So, I mean, what's the strategy behind trying to take down parcels or big parcels of land so that you can master plan it? Is it so that you can ultimately have as much control as possible, or is there another strategy that I'm missing?
Well, I think in order to, you have to consider the market. I mean, we have developers that, you know, would love to be putting light industrial buildings all over Cherokee County. But, you know, there's a barrier there as far as, you know, can I get it zoned? Does it have the infrastructure? The further north you get, the topography is more challenging. And so if we can help take some of that guesswork out of it to make it ready for either a build-to-suit project that's, you know, a company that's trying to locate, or working with a developer that will put up spec buildings for us, so that we have those opportunities. Because if you have no product, you have no project.
Right.
And so and that means if we have local companies that need to expand and they can't grow where they are, if we don't have properties,
they'll leave
teed up and ready to go, they might not have a choice. Right. They may have to go somewhere else.
Interesting. I've seen it, not on the scale that you're talking about, but clearly local governments buy and sell land all the time. I mean, it's monthly. But that is interesting. So when you say you're looking at it, are you looking for 10 acres, 25, 50? You looking for as much as you can get close to major thoroughfares? I mean, tell me a little bit about.
Well, I mean, you have to think about what makes sense for business. They need to be close to the interstate, with easy access, either for they may have some truck traffic, and then the employees need to be able to, you know, come and go. So and you don't want to clog up all your
arterial roads.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to make the neighbors mad.
Right. We're not trying to create traffic. We're just trying to utilize, you know, the infrastructure that we have. So, you know, within 3 miles of the interstate on a major highway, and you know, just make the most of all these interchanges that we have in Cherokee that some have not developed yet, but making sure that it's not all residential or strip centers, that there's a mix of uses. And so You mentioned Alpharetta's tax base a few minutes ago, and, you know, we don't want to be an all residential community, and we don't want to be a bedroom community. And, you know, right now we are. And so, but if we can match the talents of our residents with the types of companies and the opportunities that they, the career opportunities they create, then all of a sudden we can be a sustainable community.
I think one, in so many things are happen because of planning, and so many things happen for fortune out of accident. But I when I drive the roads there, I think the bones here are incredible for, you know, when you look at the education demographics, when you look at the infrastructure that you already have today, the fact that you're sitting there marketing an economy that, you know, has awesome interstate access, I definitely think it's a win. I don't think it's if. And I'm surprised. There will be people that call you when they hear, especially the last question I asked about, what do you want to do that you haven't done? I think that there, because there are, everybody knows it. If I get asked questions all the time from people, I'm sure, and I'm nobody. If I get asked that question all the time, I know that other people, you know, with significant more influence will be really happy to hear that that's something that you guys are doing. I hope you put it together. And
Well, thank you.
It's hard to sell it. Some things are hard to sell.
But think about this. What do you hear most from companies, whether it's an office or the hospitality industry or a manufacturer? What do you hear them? What's the biggest complaint from them that you hear? Workforce.
Yeah. I was like, here, traffic.
They need people. And so in Cherokee, we have this great talent that's driving out of the county every day. And you know that they don't want to drive outside. They don't want to commute.
No. Well, and to your point, and Michael Caldwell, who is the now mayor of Woodstock, former legislator, will tell you who owns an application development company in downtown Woodstock. And he said, do you know that my biggest selling feature is that you can really not take a hit on your income and you can potentially drive 5 minutes and come work with us? Does that sound like fun? And he said, I get about everybody I want. And he is really, really intelligent and thoughtful. And he's kind of by himself with what he does because he didn't bring an ecosystem over here where he'd compete with 35 companies that did it. He took the people in his backyard and had a really good idea and has really leveraged that to make it work. And kudos to him. I mean, it's going to get more competitive because there's plenty of people that do. That's one of the success brings success is he builds a really, really nice place to live. He's going to realize that he might lose employees. Elaborate when you talk about workforce in Cherokee County, what do you mean with respect to the residents who live there and the projects that you guys undertake?
When we're recruiting a project into Cherokee, workforce is always a number one issue, right? So when we tell them that 78% of our residents travel out of the county every day and what type of professionals and tech workers those are, they immediately say, oh, I can find my employees in Cherokee. And we've never lost a project because of our workforce. And let that sink in for a minute. So many people are trying to recruit residents to their area, trying to figure out this whole workforce issue. We've never lost a project because of our workforce. So I think that's pretty meaningful.
It's a super neat testament to the people who live out there. And like if it is not the most intelligent county in the state of Georgia, and I say that with all the respect in the world to everybody everywhere else, it's very educated. It's extremely diverse from an educational perspective. It doesn't shock me that you actually say that, but I don't know that I've ever thought about it.
Well, we're also trying to grow our own as we're trying to recruit. So we do a lot in the entrepreneurship space, and I mentioned the circuit earlier. That's our co-work space, and you brought up Mayor Caldwell and his.
I don't ever call anybody by their official title.
Well, he and his partner David Leggett started Black Airplane, the web and app development company in the circuit, in our co-work space, and they've done exactly what that space was intended to do. And they grew into another office space in downtown Woodstock. And then they were doing so well that now they're in a larger office space. And that's what we try to do with these co-work spaces is let's get the company started. Let's give them our resources through our mentorship program. That's a partnership with MIT. And then let's, from an economic development standpoint, let's find them square footage in our community so that they're growing. So, you know, they went from 2 employees to now 30 employees.
And that's, I mean, as people, you know, you sit here at Appen Media and they have sat here and grown a organization in Alpharetta and all over the place from a handful to, you know, where they have a bunch of staff writers. It's a huge, the growth from 2 to 3 is a huge deal. Growth from 2 to 30 is sometimes it's a harder thing to do than take a company from 1,000 to 2,000.
Right.
Because you're still the backbone. And that's one of the things that I think really stands out as your advantages. As much as you want to get, you know, ADP or Equifax or those types of people who come look, I almost think that it's such a strategic advantage to be able to hit for batting average, because there's always a place for you. If you lure a company to town that has 100 employees, like, that's a big deal. Those deals do not grow on trees. They don't grow on trees anywhere. And there's only a handful of companies in this country that can really just swing the stick and say, we're going to plop 2,500 people here. And I think that it is super well positioned. I think that co-working is, I lease space, my business, out of a co-working space here, and it's flexible. The resources are incredible. I think that is a huge component. If I was investing money out there, the most flattering thing you can do is replicate somebody else's success. I would be the 6th co-working space out in Cherokee County in a heartbeat. Well, Misty, thank you for coming in. We're making a concentrated effort to really expand this out of the show and take different people in all avenues of public service from different places and really explain some of the concepts of what makes community community. And I am very grateful that you took the time, because you are very, very respected in the economic development world. And for you to take an hour out of your day and come sit down with me means a lot. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Y'all have a great day. It's been another episode of The Ben Burnett Show.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.